Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. And guys, your thinking is everything. How you think about stuff will dictate who you're going to be in the future and how you're going to turn out to be. So what I like to say is, I like to use this, as you think is so you become. So how you're thinking is how you're going to transcend everything into the future, okay? How you're going to perform action, how you're going to live your daily habits, okay? If you think like crap and you think negative all the time and it's just, I'm just going to default to the negative because that's just how the human brain works. Well, guess what? You're never going to teach the human brain anything different, okay? Because the human brain is designed to change, if you weren't aware, okay? The body, the mind, they alter depending on like what you need, like what your level of need is. They change according to that need, okay? The brain and the body are just magnificent specimens. Like the human body is just amazing. It can heal itself. It can change, you know, and accommodate, you know, certain things that are different. So you have to understand that. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at. If you think that you can become, you know, the owner of a business, you're going to become an owner of a business. If you can, you know, think that you can be the president of the United States, you could probably become the president of the United States. You know, I think that all these things are possible. But if you keep thinking that your self-worth is nothing, that you're owed, that, you know, all this negative energy bullshit that a lot of people have today, I think that that's just what you're going to become, is a negative, low energy, little bitch for most of them. Like, you're just going to become just a pussy, just someone that just doesn't want anything more out of life but to complain. And if that's what you want and that's what your goal is, then enjoy your miserable life, I guess, because that's just all you deserve. But if you don't want that and you're willing to think outside the box, and you're willing to think positively that you could do these things and you're able to do them, and it is a part of what you believe that you were designed and supported to do by the support of yourself, and you don't need anyone to support you, and you can do this, I think that you can become whatever it is that you're thinking, okay? Whether that just be a good person, whether that just be, you know, a good parent, whether that be, you know, financially stable, emotionally stable, whatever it is that you want to become, you can do that if you just stop your bitching, okay? A lot of these people out there, especially the people that I see that aren't producing stuff online, that aren't, you know, doing anything but just holding themselves down, they're just the negative energy of the world right now, you can still change. If you're sitting there wanting to change and you're willing to listen to this podcast, that's the first change, is that you're willing to listen. If you can't hear anything yet, and it's just about you, then you're never going to feel that you can do more, because all you're going to do is your brain's just programmed into the negative right now. And I'm hoping that this reaches across to some of you people, and it strikes something, and you're like, you know what? You're right, man. I have been thinking like shit lately. Why do I think like that? Why do I go to those negative thoughts? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because that's just how you're programmed. Your thoughts need to change. You know, 92% of your thoughts is the same as it was the day before and the day before that. I've said this before. You have only 8% of your thoughts that you have the ability to control and change, but it works like a cyclone. So as it comes in, it builds up, it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And the more that you think certain thoughts and you start thinking these good habits and these good thoughts and start producing good action, you're going to start changing the way that your brain thinks over time. And eventually those 92% of your thoughts aren't going to be negative anymore. They're going to be positive. And they're going to be in scope with the version of the person that you know that you can ultimately be, okay? I was an angry motherfucker growing up, okay? I was a dude that just hated my life. After I was 5 and after I found out about my dad, it destroyed me because I didn't have the man to teach me how to become a man. That's what I always thought I needed, was another man to teach me how to become a man. And I never found that, ever. I found close versions of that, but I've never found the exact man that I wanted to emulate. So you know what I did? I went back to as you think, so you become. So I decided, you know what, Colt? You're going to have to be the man that you want to emulate most, that you want to be proud of the most. That's what you're going to have to do, bro. You ain't going to find that dude because he don't exist. Because that dude is an imaginative person in your thought process that you would like to look up to. Well, guess what? I'm going to look up to myself, motherfucker. That's the person I'm going to look up to. And I'm going to look up to myself and I'm going to make that man the person that I know I could be for my kids, not myself. And I'm going to do that because that's what they deserve. Because I always wanted someone to look up to and say, you know what? That's the person I want to be. That's the person that I want to emulate because that's the person that's going to fix my problems in the future is to be like that person. Well, I could never find that man. I could never find that man because I never had the opportunity. I never had a guy just say, you know what? I had people take me on fishing trips. Yeah, I had a couple guys do some things like that along the way. But no one actually took me by the hand and was like, hey, brother, I got you, little dude. I got you. What you need, I got you. I got you. And it wasn't someone that I emulated. It wasn't someone that was successful. It was never someone that, you know, had the vision of the person I was looking at. Never someone that was extremely confident. It was never all those things. It was always someone that had, you know, it was like they had enough answers and you can answer, but they never could answer all my questions. I want to be the dude that can answer all my questions. So I just decided that I'm just going to become that person since I can't find him. And that's what you need to figure out. So as I think, I will become. And I ain't an angry motherfucker anymore. Like anger is the lowest form of self. And I'll never, if I ever start feeling anger symptoms, I call it, I have to sit there and I have to think, why? Why are you feeling this way? It's personal, isn't it? I talk to myself internally and I say, Colt, you're pissed off because this is about you. This isn't about what they just did. You're getting angry because it's about you. You selfish bitch. And I punk myself. And I go, you know what? You're right. It is about me. So I give the complete opposite. When I feel anger, I give love. I go, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you the money that you needed because, you know, it's the right thing to do. Even though I know for a fact you didn't accomplish the mission, you know? You didn't service me the right way. And I'm going to pay you. You know, it's the right thing to do. Karmic debt is a bitch and it will haunt you. And if you owe and you didn't produce, it will follow you and it will drag on. It will linger on. It will suck the venom out of you and it will suck all your energy dry until you have none. And it will hold you back from prospering to the best of your ability. But at the end of it, all that really matters, guys, is are you proud of you? Are you proud of you? Are you proud to show yourself? Are you proud to produce yourself online? Are you proud to say, hey, this is my movie? This is my story that you can learn from. Are you not proud of you? Are you ashamed of yourself? Are you just sitting there saying, you know what? I wish I could be better, but I haven't done anything about it yet. I have these negative thoughts in my mind. I'm overweight. I'm not proud of myself. I can't take off my shirt. I feel like shit. You know, I want to have some sort of faith-based, you know, reliance in some sort of religion or, you know, believe in God, but I can't because I'm just too lazy to go to church or whatever it is. Are those things keeping you from being the person that you could be, the ultimate best version of yourself? And if it is, then why are you sticking your middle finger up at God when he's telling you? Your conscience is telling you, we're all human beings. You have a fucking conscience. It's sitting there and it's telling you what to do. Follow it. Listen to the voice that's telling you what to do. It's there. It's giving you a path. It's saying, follow this. Whatever that feeling is, whether it's just helping people become better, whether it's pursuing a dream, a goal, a vision, helping your kids, spending more time with your children, put down the drink, put down the alcohol, stop doing drugs. Whatever the fuck it is, you know what it is. You guys all know what it is because if you didn't, you wouldn't be able to hear that voice, but you do. That voice is there. Stop ignoring it. Stop sticking your middle finger up at God, just telling him, you know, that you're not going to do that. Okay. It's there. It's telling you what to do. When you start listening and you start reacting and you start performing action, from the moment that you start, and you decide that you're going to make that change and you're done listening to the negative voice, the lower frequencies, which is the devil, by the way, you're going to start feeling 1,000% better immediately. It's immediate action. Just the idea that you're taking recollection that there's a problem and you're trying to change it with action. Immediately, you're going to start feeling a sense of relief, a sense of relief on your chest. I talk to guys quite frequently about anxiety, mostly men, okay? I talk to a lot of women too, time to time, asking questions and stuff, but there's a lot of men that reach out to me. And now more than ever, men are struggling with anxiety more than they have been in the past. That's a fact. Men are struggling with it so bad that they don't know how to get over it, and they end up getting caught in this whole depression state, and they end up just sitting in their turmoil, and they, you know, don't take care of their bodies, and they don't take care of their mind or their faith, and they just sit there, and they sit there in a way that they don't know. They need somebody to look up to, someone that can show them the way, you know, and get them out of their funk and the way that they're thinking, and teach them how to think properly. And, you know, they're just kind of like lost. And these are the men, ladies, okay, that you want to take the role of leadership that I talked about on a previous podcast. These men can't take the role right now because we need to fix the problem that's persisting at hand. And the problem that's persisting at hand is because the world and people are paying attention to the world and saying, oh, there's these things going on in the world and there's nothing that I can do about it. And then everyone's just slumping down. And that's happening both between men and women. But if men are supposed to be the leaders, right? How are you guys supposed to be the leaders if you don't have a direction? We have to show each other the direction, okay? We have to be the leaders of that direction, and we have to want what we most desire and then give that out to the world, okay? So whatever it is that you want, make sure that, number one, you're proud of yourself. You guys got to give yourself that at least, okay? You got to have that person that you're building into the person that you're proud of, and be proud of that person every day. From the moment that you start self-transcendence and you start taking care of yourself, and you start these actions that I've been giving you guys information on every single day, and you start producing that individual that you needed the most, okay, that your family needs the most, that they deserve the most, then you're going to start feeling change, okay? And when you start feeling change and you start giving that back because you discovered that you are the offering, you're the one sent down to be this individual that's going to help everybody else, and then in return, that energy is going to come back and help you, and you're going to relieve yourself of all that karmic debt. You're going to pay those debts, right? Because the devil don't pay, he don't take checks. I'll tell you that right now. The devil don't take checks. And the sooner that you realize that payment is due on full and you pay back those debts, and you could start clearing up your mind, and you could start building that person that you're proud of by putting the action forward and solving your problems individually one by one, and you start building up that confidence slowly through that 1% a day that I'm telling you guys about, be the 1%er every day, then you're going to slowly transcend into that person that you ultimately could be, okay? Don't be that person in the future that's looking down the road saying, you know what, I could have been that person. I could have been that guy, that woman, that person that did all these things, and I took care of my family, and I made money, and I had confidence, and I love my body and all these things. Don't be that person 10 years from now. Do that shit right fucking now. Fucking so sick of this shit. You guys have what it takes. And like I've said before, you guys don't have an application or you guys don't have an education problem. You have an application problem. Okay. It's not, well, I need to know more. It's, why aren't you starting it? Like, why aren't you doing it? If you feel that you owe and you feel that you have a life worth living, which you all should, then you should have no problem starting tomorrow, today, putting together a plan that you can be that person that saves your family, that saves your company, that saves your job. There's always someone looking up at you. For parents, it's our kids. For our job, it's other coworkers, for our business, it's our employees. And there's always someone that's looking up to you. It doesn't matter if it's one person, guys, or 100 people. If someone's looking up to you, you're either going to teach them shit that's going to help them become better, or you're going to teach them shit that's going to help them become worse. And if you're one of those motherfuckers that are making people worse, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself every freaking day of your life. You should be ashamed of yourself and unfuck that shit. Because being ashamed of yourself is something that hopefully will make you want to change. You should be like, you know what? I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm not helping people. I'm just putting out bad energy into the world, and I'm not helping anybody. And if that's how you want to be, and just be that selfish person. Because guess what? I'll do the work for you. I don't hate on you for it. We just know that you're selfish. But I'll be selfless for you. I'll give more of me to you. Give more of my life to you. I'll do more of this shit. And I'll keep doing it until I get through your fucking head. And I'll make you feel like you're worth it. Because you are. Everybody is. Today's your day, guys. Change it today. And stop fucking waiting. Until next time, get up, get after it, and get some.